The little splints of wood, which we call matches, are made out of deal or pine wood, which has been soaked in melted paraffin wax to make it burn more easily. The heads or tips of the matches consist of phosphorus and chlorate of potash, mixed with glue to make them stick to the wood. Other substances are also used, different manufacturers of matches using slightly different mixtures. Phosphorus is a yellowish substance like wax, which takes fire so easily that it must be kept in cold water. It's a very dangerous substance to handle, and if you want to cut it, you must hold it under cold water while you're doing so. Chlorate of potash is got in the form of white crystals. It's a useful medicine. Perhaps you've had to suck some chlorate of potash lozenges when you had a sore throat. It's used for tipping matches, because it contains a good deal of the gas known as oxygen, which helps other things to burn. A matchbox has one side covered with some rough substance, such as sandpaper. By rubbing the head of a match against the sandpaper, heat is produced. The heat sets fire to the phosphorus, and the chlorate of potash assists in the burning. The paraffin wax next takes fire, and afterwards the wooden splint. Thus we get in a moment what it often takes the savage an hour or more to produce, a blazing piece of wood. There are some matches called safety matches, which will light only when they are rubbed on the box. This is because the phosphorus has been put on the box, instead of being added to the mixture with which the matches are tipped. A great many matches are made in Sweden and sent to this country. The pine tree, from which matches and matchboxes are made, grows very well in Sweden, and its wood is very cheap there. Every year, many millions of boxes of matches are used in Britain, and in our large towns, hundreds of children get their living by selling them in the streets.